Welcome to your support group podcast, home of the number one podcast that supports you at what you like to do. As always, I shouldn't even tell you who we are. We just two random black people. That's who we are. Kenny and Q, as always. I was watching the news and it dawned on me how crazy the world is sometimes. Former President Trump, even though some people like to not even put president associated with his name, but former President Trump, he just rode up out of Georgia like he was like King Arthur or something. Like, he was like, oh, I have the sword and I wave it and I win. And I'm surprised that nobody came for him or said anything about him or anything like that. It was like to little to no fanfare about it, but it just reminded me how crazy the world is. Like, if me and you went out there and broke seven laws and got charged with those seven laws, I think we'd be in jail right now. Right now. No bail.
No doubt about it. What are you talking about? You unequivocally, you know, we will be under the jail.
Yeah, we'll be singing Christmas songs in jail. New Year songs, Halloween songs. And that's not even the year 2023 we're talking about singing those songs. But I realized something that he's notorious at doing, and that's talking about other people. Like, as soon as something bad is brought up about him, he extends the offer to talk about somebody else. Oh, Hillary was doing it, so I shouldn't be getting charged with this. Biden was doing this, you know, Obama was doing this, and that's one of the things I want to talk about today. A bunch of stuff people do every day that they don't even notice that they do every day, like talk about other people. Mm-hmm. You know, you ever be around a person and they constantly got something to say about everybody else? And then it also dawns on you that maybe, just maybe, that when you're not around, maybe you're the topic of discussion as well.
Like, yeah, buddy.
Like,
you got to be careful about that.
Yeah, like I'll be looking at people like, so what do you say about me when I'm not around? Because they constantly talk about people. I mean, they talk about everything from the people outside of their life to the people inside of their life. And they talk about them horribly, mm-hmm. and they say little things. And then when their children don't want to have nothing to do with them, or their wife or their significant other, male, female, whoever, doesn't want to do nothing with them, then they wonder why. It's because you talked about that person so horribly that they didn't even have to know. They felt it. You could feel mm-hmm. when somebody, like when you walk in the room and you know how everybody say the room got quiet as soon as you walked in. Sometimes it don't get quiet, but you can feel the quietness inside. And that's your spirit telling you like, hey, there's some haters in this. Hey, it's me, your spirit. Hear me.
Yeah.
It's some haters in here.
It's your ancestors trying to let you know. Yeah, that ain't your tribe right there.
Nah, yeah. You don't need to be rocking with them. Yeah, they worse than candy corn. Worst damn candy I ever seen.
Why do people keep cracking on candy corn? I actually enjoyed candy corn as a kid.
What?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I look forward to those. Maybe I'm just weird, but I like them.
I hate candy corn. I hate it. Like, if you give me like a bag of candy corn, I'm just gonna be like, thank you. And then I'm throwing it straight in the trash as soon as I got home for Halloween. Like, candy corn, like, come on, candy corn to me is like giving kids apples. No, you want to give them the good candy, the Snickers, the gummy bears, stuff like that. And see, even right then, I'm talking bad about candy. Like, candy ain't did nothing wrong to me, but I'm talking about candy corn behind his back. Like,
yeah.
Like, what's up with that? But we do that stuff, and people do that stuff every day. Another thing, complaining, and this all falls into the conversation of talking about people, but complaining as well, like just complaining about everything every second of the hour. Mm-hmm. Like I cannot stand a person that constantly, consistently complain. Oh, you know, this would be a whole lot better if Q would lead off and actually, you know, because I'm really getting tired of every day, you know, starting the machine and everything like that. Because Q, you know, man, I don't be even be knowing about Q sometimes, man. I think she, you know, she be hanging right out with her girls. She ain't never got no time for me. Like, ah, you know.
Like, mind you, we don't live in the same state.
Not in the same state. Not in the same state. But that's the way people be complaining. You know, if you ever pay attention, they do that. Like, you be like, what the hell are you talking about now?
Yeah. Or you have that coworker who complains about the work while you're trying to work. And you're like, if you would just go sit at your desk and do your work, the work would be done. Like, why are you talking to me? I'm trying to do the work.
If your hand is empty and you're complaining, you're the problem. If your hands are empty and you're complaining at work, you are the problem. I don't know how many times I look over at people just complaining and stuff like that. And I'm busy working, minding my business, just having me a good old time to myself, you know, sing my little tune inside my head, you know, maybe some Earth, Wind & Fire, whatever, but I'm working, I'm minding my business. And they'd be like, man, if they just would have this and this and this and this, I say, you know what? You can actually move that. Or you can actually do X, Y, Z to make them see that, you know, it. Some things ain't going to get fixed in a day. Sometimes, you know, it may take a little bit of complaining. But at the end of the day, if you just sit around and you just complain and never do nothing, it's kind of like, since we brought up presidents, it's kind of like voting. You have no dog in the race if you do not vote. Same thing with work. If you do not put no effort in and you do not do anything to make the situation better, then what the hell are you complaining about?
Yeah. I always say if you have an observation, at least in your mind, if you say think that it's wrong, at least have the wherewithal to come up with some type of solution. Even if it's not doable, maybe your idea might spark something that can be done. You know what I mean? Like, don't just be complaining just for the sake of complaining. At least have some ideas about how to fix the problem. You know?
Right. Yeah. Because that's 110% my thought. I don't. In a sense, I don't do any complaining. Mm-hmm. I do fussing. It's totally different because I'm like, why did you move all the stuff that I put here to make it better for everybody else? Mm-hmm. You know, instead of me saying, oh, well, I wish they wouldn't have put that there. I'm not going to fix it. I just wish they fix it themselves. No, I'll move it, but I'm going to fuss at you for moving it and making it harder for everybody else. See, my thing, my goal always is to make everything easier for the next person that's coming behind me. So, for example, any job that I work on, any job, let me break this down into simplified terms. Let me do the legwork for you to see if it's a better way that we can do this. Every job I've ever worked, I've always done it like that, you know. And some people, sometimes I get pushback from the old guard, you know, saying, we've been doing it this way for 20 years. Well, 20 years...
Right. It's time to change.
May need to have to change because let me tell you something. I'm not about to be working stupidly and foolishly up out here, hurting myself and making myself tired and busting my brain. And I'm coming home and Carson like, hey, daddy. And I'm like, hey, how you doing? It's daddy, the zombie. No, no, no. So I always try to do things in a better way. And, some people don't understand, like, I'm not complaining. I'm just fussing. Just fussing. Yeah. I'll get over it soon.
Oh, I fuss. I be sending out emails. I be like, first of all, why you sent this to
me. Screw the chicken, you know, the click you claim. West side.
Yeah, like you knew you shouldn't even send this to me because I'm a authorizer, so I have to look over other people's work. And one of the things that I have just use your common sense. If we're trying to pay out money and your award is negative, that's not right. Why are we taking money if we're supposed to be paying money? So why would you even send that to me? Like, that don't even make sense. So those are the things that I get on people about. It's like, you know, this ain't right. Well, what you send this to me for? If you got a question, ask the question.
I think in some terms, when we look at people, especially nowadays, I think in some terms they think like, oh, let me hurry up and get this done. Cause this is work. I want to get done with work and get home away from this. So they like, oh, yeah. Okay. Cause you know, they're not old school like us. Cause we can separate work from home and home from work. You know what I'm saying? Like, as soon as I walk into the building, I'm work Kenny. And as soon as I walk out, I'm home Kenny. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people bring their whole selves to work nowadays. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is they thinking about all the stuff they got to do at home. Oh, nah, 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 and they rushing through the work and they're not double checking their actual work. You know, because I used to run into the same thing too when I worked for companies I shall not name. But they never, you know, because they were younger cats. So they never like double check their paperwork and anything like that. And then when the shipments start coming in and they was wondering why they were short, I would say, hey, you know, did you look at it before you sent in the order? Because they specifically told you if you didn't order XYZ, they was not shipping ZYX. You know what I'm saying? So they didn't get it, but they understood towards the end, like, hey, you got to order that other part in order to get this part. Mm-hmm. You know, so,
yeah.
But yeah, people don't, you know, people are always in a rush and they don't want to separate things. From home and work life. And speaking of home and work life, let's talk about the food that we eat, because people don't realize every day that they probably eat some bad babbage. They be in a rush to get home from work and then they be tired and they be like, let's stop at McDonald's. And then the next day they're like, let's stop at McDonald's. And no, it's not glitching. That's really me doing that. And then you turn into a whole week of let's stop at McDonald's. And then you look around, you're like, holy crap, I ate 7 days worth of McDonald's. Yeah. What can they do since you are a working mom? That's right. Yeah, got the working mom here. So you got the working mom who has the kids and a husband, and you got so many other things. You got Zumba. How do you program your meals? Because I mean, it's real easy to just be like, you know what? Screw it. I am tired. Mom is not cooking. F you, kids. You just gonna just deal with those hot dogs. You better boil them hot dogs and shut up, because these oodles and noodles is popping.
So one of the things you can do, and I know a lot of people, they don't like meal prep because it's like, oh, I gotta eat the same thing for 3 or 4 days. But if you're going to McDonald's for 3 or 4 days, what's
you are technically eating the same thing. Yeah,
so it's like, get you, like, today I'm going to make some cabbage with green peppers and red peppers, and we got a roasted chicken. So that'll probably last a couple of days. And then while on that second day, so it'll be for today, tomorrow, and on Monday night, I'll cook something for the next 2 days. So it's like always trying to work ahead. You know what I mean? And then on Fridays, right, I don't cook. So the kids get to go one time a week to go get something that they want.
Freestyle like Fridays.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And then on Saturdays, if I'm not out with my friends, or I have a girlfriend, she loves to cook, so she always inviting us to her house to cook, and I don't turn down no free food, so I'm there.
Especially when it's good free food. Now you gotta put the good part on there, because
she's from New Orleans like me, so last night she had some crab legs and sausage and shrimp. I was like, yeah, this is it. And she had salad on the side. So we was getting it in.
Yeah, my feelings hurt because, I mean, all that sounds good, but I can't eat shellfish, so.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I hate you shellfish eating bass. y'all get to eat everything you want. But no, I had to, and this is why my meals are so diverse and different than everybody else, because I had to like come to a conclusion like, hey, I'm allergic to shellfish, so I can't eat shellfish. So it's gotta be other things out here that I can eat. So, you know, I got the island blood in me. So goat was easy. Lamb, I eat lamb. But I also too try a variety of different fish, you know, just not the same fish all the time. Like, you know, people always go salmon and whiting and perch and nah, I want that grouper. I want that one that looked like he just got out the mud and his one eye is sticking up on top of here. I wonder what he tastes like. You know, give me some shark. You know, let me try those different things. And I hope ain't nobody from PETA on here talking about, oh my God, he eats shark and lamb and goat. Save the lambs and the goats. You know what? Screw you. If you got on the plate and you taste good, somebody might eat you too. You know. Anyway. No. So we also too, you know, we take turns as far as cooking as well, because I know my wife be tired. I know I be tired sometimes, so I try to catch towards the end of the week. I let her set it off. I let her set it off, you know. But we try to do meals that last us a couple of days just to, you know, make sure that, you know, nobody's like really getting mm-hmm. stressed out about cooking, because it can happen real quick. You're like, hey, what are we eating for dinner? What do you want?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm hungry. I don't know what I want. Oh boy, here we mm-hmm. go. So hey, yeah. You ain't got no choice. There's leftovers in there. You better go warm them leftovers right. up and be happy about it. But yeah, we try to prep out meals and come up with ideas for the week. Like, hey, let's do a roast. Roast can last us 2-3 days, you know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. I mean, with the exception of me, everybody else eat like birds around here. So
roast. I was about to say, you don't need a lot of food. Carson, what she eat? Like a little. I'm done, daddy.
Yeah. I'm done, daddy. Where's the ice cream? I want ice cream.
Right. Yeah. I don't eat a lot. So I have my moments when I go in. But like for the most part, my meals are very small. Even when we go out to a restaurant, like I eat half the food and then bring it home. And then somebody end up eating the food because, you know, how people are. They don't have no respect for your stuff. Be like, yeah. Where's my such and such? It's gone.
That
somebody
that,
belly.
Yeah, that normally happens around here with my chocolate or any type of ice cream sandwich or something like that I bring home. Like, my stuff as far as, like, my sweets do not stay. Like, I love cookies. I love, like, the Chip Ahoy, like soft batch cookies. Mm-hmm. Ever since I got braces and they got removed, my teeth is like, mm-mm, we don't like that hard stuff. Like I can't even like eat, because I used to eat like the mixed nuts and stuff like that. I can't mm-hmm. eat all that stuff on a regular basis because my mouth would be like, mm-mm, no. So I like the soft batch cookies, and I have a mysterious helper that comes and eats those every day. Mm-hmm. I don't know where this little helper comes from, but I would say it begins with K and ends with arson. Because this little run of mine, I swear to you, as soon as she hear that cookie wrapper open up, she like, daddy, I want some.
We got cookies?
And I'll be trying to stash them too, you know, but I even that, you know, I try to make sure that it's not an everyday thing, because at the end of the day, I don't want her to have to get no braces. I don't want her to get no teeth removed, because I see some of your kids walking around here with these little cavities. And I'm gonna tell you something. One of those things that you forget to do every day, or you don't notice that you do every day, is let your kids eat candy. Can't let him eat candy every day. Mm-mm. Carson is already hyper enough and crazy enough. when they turn to teenagers, you can eat all you want to, but you're going to feel that pain because I'm going to crack some jokes. One of my teens, my middle one, she had to get some teeth removed because of eating them daggone sweets. And the whole entire time when she was riding the car doped up, I was recording. That's for my personal records many years from now when she probably getting married or something. I'm just going to put it up on the wall and let it play in the lobby or something like that. She's going to be like, "Daddy, no!" I'm be sitting back somewhere laughing. She ain't going to find me. Because I'll probably be too old to run by then, but who knows? I'll probably still be able to run. But yeah, it's just a lot of things that people don't pay no attention that they actually do. They step on a crack, break their mom back, pass by a black cat. You know, it's just like, but it's a lot of things that you don't notice that you do every day. I mean, for one, I never really paid attention to the amount of coffee that I consume. And I can say this on my end, but I probably consume with this tall thing right here. I consume two of those. So that's probably the equivalent of about 4 cups of coffee a day. That's a lot of coffee. It's a lot of coffee. Yeah.
Wow. So, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I can look at myself and I volunteer everybody to kind of look at themselves and realize some of the things, some of the bad habits that they do every day. Just give it like a week or two to kind of change that habit and see how you feel after changing that habit. If, for example, I love coffee. I think it's like in my blood. No, I'm lying because I was raised on tea. But I was raised on tea, you know, I have the British influence. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, I love coffee so much. And I don't like Starbucks or Crackbucks or however you call it. I don't like their coffee. I like homemade coffee. And it has to be the good coffee. I'm sorry, I don't buy Senka. The little instant coffee, or I don't do none of those because they leave a little funky aftertaste because of all the preservatives. So if you look in the mirror or if you notice your day-to-day habits are consistent, give a change a try. That's all I'm saying. Anything to add to that, Q?
Also evaluate your driving because a lot of people who have licenses think just because they have one and that they've not been in an accident, that they're the best drivers. But verily, verily, I say unto you, your driving probably sucks. You're probably doing a lot of dumb things on the road. And you're getting on other people's nerves, mainly me.
Yeah.
So just look at how you drive.
Yeah. And that's coming from a lady that used to work at the DMV. So on that note, if you would like to check out this podcast episode or any of our other podcast episodes, or just check and see what we do. You can go to www.ysgpodcast.com. And you can also click sub, subscribe, do all that stuff right there down at the bottom. And keep up with us on YouTube as well. I thank you all for your time. I appreciate you. And see you next episode. Peace.